if you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutin. Perikatan Nasional will take over the Kedah government after the majority of the state's assemblymen claimed to have lost confidence in Menteri Besar Mukriz Mahathir. Jenari Adun from PAS, Muhammad Sanusi Muhammad Noor, has announced that 23 out of 36 assembly persons now back a new government. Kedah is the fourth state government to change since Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin pulled Bersatu out of Pakatan Harapan in February. Now, joining us on the line to help us understand how political dynamics in Kedah reflects what's happening at a national level, we have Professor Dr. Muhammad Azizuddin Muhammad Sani, political analyst from Universiti Utara Malaysia in Kedah. Good evening. Welcome to the show. I'd like to begin with a question about timing. Now, why do you think that, you know, what do you think led to the change in the state government now, especially as we understand there had been rumours, you know, about this for a while now?
Yeah, I think it is, because of the change of government in federal level. As we know that almost three states, Melaka, Johor and also Perak, we saw the change of government, you know, from Pakatan Harapan to Perikatan Nasional. So actually, the fourth state, which is Kedah, which is, I think, we predict already that it's going to be that depression will happen, and also the change of government also will happen, you know.
Can I ask you, it was recently, you know, we had two Aduns in Johor pointing to Kedah, saying that Kedah was a good model for Bersatu, that Bersatu had somehow maintained its strength when in negotiating with other parties in Kedah. Now, this changed. Now, Kedah doesn't seem to be the great model for Bersatu anymore. What are the implications of this fall of Bersatu in Kedah going to be for Bersatu generally?
I think it's clear that within Bersatu, we know there's a passion, Tun Mahathir's passion, also Tan Sri Muhyiddin's passion, you know. And also, it clearly can be seen happen as well in Kedah, where these two fighters keep fighting for power in Kedah. So then I think rumours saying that, you know, several members of the assembly are going to defect, and I think it's become reality today when two from PKR. But clearly, even though, you know, we have yet to receive any announcement yet from four of the, you know, state assembly men and women saying that they're going to defect, even though we got news from Malaysia Kini, I think, saying that two of them, right, you know, saying that they're going to defect. So, but there's no official statement yet coming from them.
Is it surprising that the defections have come from PKR?
No. Actually, those two PKR state assemblies, actually, both of them actually a supporter of Azmin faction, you know. So meaning that when Azmin moved to Pakatan Nasional, so it's just timing for them to also defect from Pakatan Harapan. So then I think it's clearly today what happened. They already made their decision. So this, I think, led to the downfall of the Pakatan Harapan government in Kedah.
In terms of what is at stake, in Johor we saw that the tensions between UMNO and Bersatu were about positions outstate GLCs, that these were the rewards of the political, you know, fight. But what is it in Kedah? Are they fighting over GLC positions? What is it that they want so much when it comes to holding power in Kedah?
Actually, I have yet to hear anything about that, position in terms of who gets what in Kedah. But somehow, I think if that's the trend, I think it's going to be happen as well in Kedah. You know, as we know that the formation of new government actually not only consists of, you know, a member from PAS, but also from UMNO, from Bersatu and also PKR. You know. So in order to strengthen the administration in Kedah as well, actually PAS as a bigger block in the Pakatan Nasional, most of the member state assemblymen, they have no experience in managing the state, you know, they have no experience, you know. They rely on several members from PKR, Satu and also UMNO to run the state. So definitely I think several of them will be given a certain position, not only in the, you know, the SS co-member, but also in the GLC. I think we will wait and see. I think when it happened in the near future.
Right. Azizuddin, have you heard of anything regarding, you know, the sentiment on the ground? Do we know of the mood on the ground? Will voters welcome this move?
I think when we see the tussle and also the change of government in the federal level, definitely we can see the sentiment also, among people in the grassroots level, you know. Because as we know, the previous, Pakatan government, they only have very slim majority. In fact, they actually, what happened after the generation, in 2018, we have a hung state assembly. Until there's a one defection from UMNO to Bersatu, which led to the majority of two seats, in Kedah. But now seems that Perikatan Nasional they have 23 seats in Kedah, so meaning that they have even bigger majority. So the sentiment actually can be feel on the ground, and whether they are support or not is also a big question, because another thing we need to consider as well the Tun Mahathir's factor, because Tun Mahathir is very respectable, politician also figure in Kedah. Some elder generation probably feel disappointed with the change of the government, but the younger don't care, as long as the new government can be temporary stability and also economic prosperity to the state.
Can we talk about that in terms of both the management of the COVID crisis? I know Kedah has been or close to being a green state, and it seemed to be in the clear. Are people happy with the way the state administration has stepped in, whether it is with the public health response or with helping people, especially those in the B40, deal with the economic fallout from this crisis?
There's a concern actually on if you look on the rural area, places like Baling, Kelantan, where people who are actually suffering from the MCO imposed in Kedah. But because of the current in terms of infection is very low, actually there's no new infection now in Kedah, so people feel a bit ease in terms of their livelihood today. But the only thing is that the economy is very slow in Kedah, slowly open up the economy. So I think probably the timing is good as well to have a change of government. So now the new government will really in charge on this matter, rather than the previous government.
Azizuddin, we have just a couple minutes, half a minute left, and I just want to very quickly get your thoughts on this. Who is expected to be named the new Menteri Besar for Kedah?
I think what I heard is that PAS already proposed one name, which is Mohammad Sanusi, is the head of opposition in the
State. Is there anyone else in the running?
So far, not yet. I think they are just waiting for the Sultan to respond to the name proposed. If Sultan asking for more names, so probably they will propose several names, including from probably UMNO or even Bersatu, But so far, I think what I heard is they are only proposing one name, which is Mohammad Sanusi.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Azizuddin. After this, we're going to take a look at what's happening with the state assemblies of Melaka and Johor. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Consider This.